Yo,
yo,
welcome good. In, or welcome if you're tuning in for the first time. If you're not, you know what it is. It's your boy, the janitor, currently the mover. But we got one of our guests today, Peachy Tree, I think, if that was your name. But he was already on one before, but you know, welcome him back. Yeah, I mean, what's going on, Alex?
What's going on, dude? Nothing much. Seeing some pasta.
Hell, doing my thing. Just smoking a bowl over here on this side.
Well, I'm saying, about to take a nice big dab. Get the mindset ready for the podcast.
Hell yeah, I totally feel it.
What we got on tap for tonight? What are we talking about?
Oh shit, honestly. There's a lot of things we can cover. First of all, fucking, I want to shout out the fucking aliens, you know what I mean, for applying pressure on Earth and fucking right. All those fucking believers out there, you know what I'm saying, putting all these videos out and all this pressure to the government, pretty much, and you know, that 180 days is now fucking months away, like legit fucking. I think I'm pretty sure that they're going to mention, I was reading on the article about what they're supposed to do within the 180 days. So for those of you who don't know, the Pentagon had 180 days to, I guess, explain UFO sightings and talk about what they actually know about aliens, because we know they're real. So it's you know, the time is fucking ticking, you know what I mean, and I'm just ready, you know. And I don't know, what are your thoughts about it?
I'm curious as what they're actually going to tell us,
slipped my mind. I read the article, or a article I should say, and it was saying that we shouldn't expect 150% of explanation about, you know, aliens all in general. Like, it's not going to be a Q&A, and they're not even going to announce anything to the public. Right. What they're going to do is they're going to pass it to the Pent, and the Pent is going to select there what they should feel, you know, what they think they should release, or if they should at all. So I'm just like, man, like, something's about to happen though around June, you know.
This is what's the right word for it? This information is super, super important when it comes to a lot of things. I mean, just down to the basis that it would destroy religion completely.
It's gonna cause mass suicide,
mass hysteria, mass suicide, probably rampages, mass murders, cults forming.
Yeah.
Probably anti-government cults going on. Sacrifices. Cities. Yeah.
Sacrifices, everything. Yeah. It blew my mind how yesterday in Europe there was a meteor that landed, it crashed into somewhere in Europe, and on Earth, and fucking we didn't know about it until it hit the ground.
So we didn't see it coming through the atmosphere. No satellites picked up on any of that whatsoever.
I'm like, how the fuck is that even possible?
Let me do some digging.
Google fact it, just because my roommate's wife is the one who told me about it today, because we were talking about a lot of deep shit, and I was just like, holy shit, really? How, you know, and it kind of didn't surprise me, because we are the 37th or 38th, if I'm wrong, or right, most technologically advanced country in the world. We're almost like, you know what I mean? Like, we're far behind. And we're supposed to be like one of the biggest superpowers of the world, if not the biggest, you know?
All right, here we go, right here. Huge region of Europe destroyed as asteroid impact and planetary defense exercise.
What?
In planetary defense exercise. Not too sure what that means, but...
Read on a little bit.
let's see here. So it does look like it took out quite a few acres of land. That's a
Did anybody die?
I'm not too sure. I'm about to read up on it. So here we go. It began on April 19th when a new asteroid was discovered by the Pan-STARRS Near Earth Object Survey Project. It soon became clear that this asteroid was worryingly likely to strike Earth in just 6 months. So that was in April that they
It happened a while ago. Was it yesterday?
No. It was May 1st.
Huh?
May 1st.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So as would be the case if a real asteroid were on collision course, the International Asteroid Warning Network, IAWN, a network of organizations that detect, track, characterize potentially hazardous asteroids, publicly disseminate, I don't know what the fuck that word is. weekly updates on the impact probability as the situation progressed. At this time, the Space Mission Planning Advisory Group.
Real quick. For those of you who don't know Alex, him not knowing a word, that's shocking.
Yeah, they're using some. They're using some pretty big words in this. This is some serious shit right here.
Yeah.
So basically, SMP AG began to consider options to prevent the impact. However, time is short. We are still uncertain on the size of the object.
So it's most still coming here?
No. This already landed.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So most options to deflect an asteroid, such as deflection via high energy impact gravity tractor or ion beam Shepard, work by only slightly nudging the targeted space rock. However, if performed far enough in advance, the small initial nudge builds up to become large shift in position by the time the asteroid gets close to this Earth.
But they have to figure out the mass and the density
right
of the rock and the speed right probably of it, you know what I'm saying, to be able to fucking determine when in space time they should hit it.
So what they said is a scenario like this, in which an asteroid impact is predicted with short warning of just a few months, poses challenges for in-space prevention, as we are not technologically advanced enough to outright destroy asteroids mid-space travel.
Right.
We don't have any weapons of that sort, at least in my knowledge, out there floating around the planet. But
Like if we got the warning, yo, everyone, there's a fucking, you feel me, coming this way, and we're trying to do what we can, but we're not. Yeah, it's looking kind of greasy. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Because people would see it like a sun in the day and night coming.
Oh yeah, yeah. This like large enough size.
Yeah, like we wouldn't be able to do shit. We'd just sit there unless the aliens came down and were like, we got y'all.
So this apparently landed in Germany.
Germany.
Yes.
Wow. Wait, so was it detected or not?
It was detected, but with very short notice.
Oh, wow.
And so apparently they need over a year's time to figure out perfectly the most exact trajectory that this asteroid is headed on and where exactly it's going to land. They were able to do within the short period of time was figure out the trajectory, figure out where it was going to land, and then clear out that spot. Luckily, it was a region covered in trees, not necessary to any human life whatsoever. So they were able to.
I don't believe that. Someone died.
Maybe. This is a very rural area. I mean, this is on the South Bohemian region, which is in the middle of fucking absolute nowhere.
Right.
It does look like there's a few towns.
So it's like, yeah, maybe somebody died, maybe they didn't, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's Germany. Honestly, if someone died, they probably wouldn't care. They'd be more appalled that a fucking asteroid landed rather than the one person who got crushed.
Right. Yeah, thinking about an inevitable godly-like force of a rock coming towards us like that, it makes me hope with an optimistic kind of hope that, you know, maybe we are in contact with other spacely like beings just because of the fact that they might fucking know how to, you know, like even control the rock. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, because
something like, that could have sent it our direction
enough to like watch us for the past 100, 200 years and make, or I'm sorry, thousands and hundreds of, or tens of thousands of years, you know? Because, you know, I'm talking about the Anunnaki and, you know, all that ancient shit, you know,
right,
which were aliens, but people say are angels, which is, yeah, whatever. But it's like, I hope we have extraterrestrial knowledge, you know, even if they like do want to harvest either our blood or fucking our land, at least they'll be able to help us to not die from this inevitable like rock. You know?
Right. Some fucking boulder that could potentially wipe out the world in a whole.
Because, I mean, just imagine, like, honestly, what would you do? Like,
there's nothing you can do. That's like
absolutely
watching nothing. A nuclear explosion go off.
Right.
You can only stand and watch. You can't run. You can't fly. You can't do anything to get out of that blast radius. And if the asteroid was large enough, surely it could have destroyed, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of acres of land.
Yeah.
It killed millions of people if it landed in the correct spot.
It could have annihilated, like, the whole, like, northern hemisphere.
And even with a rock this size, they're lucky.
It's just like the velocity of it. Could even, technically, honestly, if it's, like, let's say it swings around Jupiter and it's slingshotted towards us, it can legit for show probably run straight through the Earth and come out the other side.
Right. I was watching a study where they said if you took something as small as an atom or even a grain of salt for this situation, let's just say a grain of salt. Okay. If you were to somehow put the grain of salt in a particle accelerator and accelerate this grain of salt at speeds, you know, well above this piece of salt or this piece of
material
going,
right?
You shot it right through the center of the Earth. It could potentially split the Earth in half just because
of the sheer force.
It's like if you were to take a spark plug and break the iridium off the spark plug and throw it at a windshield.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how fast or how hard you throw it. It doesn't matter, you know, how light you drop it onto a windshield. If that tiniest minuscule speck that's sticking out of that piece touches something,
mm-hmm,
so perfectly, it's going to, mm-hmm, cause a chain reaction, and it's going to treat it like a windshield.
Yeah.
The whole Earth would just shatter. Yeah. Split in half, shatter, explode, you know, the whole nine yards.
Speaking of split in half and shattering, did you hear about the fucking, I think it was 150-mile long crack in the Antarctic fucking ice that's like, you know, the main sheet.
Yes, the one that we've been studying for years.
No, it just happened this year.
This just happened?
Look it up. Yeah, look up 60 to 100-mile Antarctic ice crack. And it's fucking, the video is so scary. Like, it's fucking terrifying, because it's like, dude, if somebody like fell hard,
holy shit,
are you seeing it?
It's like the Grand Canyon, but in the middle of the ice. This is an aerial footage.
Oh my god, fucking 20... send me the link to my phone so I can watch it.
More than oh my god, I almost said it right now. More than 20 times the size of Manhattan.
What?
Split off.
Wait. The line length, the line width?
I want to say the width.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm. Don't
the size me. Of what again? What state?
Manhattan. City of Manhattan.
Oh, the city of Manhattan, which is in what state? Is that Oregon? No.
isn't that in
that's in
New York area? Mythos.
That's actually in, that is New York's like main area. I don't know
why. Yes.
I'm so correct. Stupid.
we just not from that part of town.
Yeah,
we need Jermaine to run us up on the geography of that area.
Let me see where Manhattan is, man. Let me just see the size of it. It is in New York. Holy shit, dude. It's where, like, Times Square is and everything, like. Oh, God. Yeah, nah, dude. I hella stumbled upon that video on, what was it? It was either TikTok or Instagram fucking, like, 3 days ago. And I fucking was just so in awe, like, dude. There are inevitable forces we cannot control. If that crack of ice falls or, you know, breaks into the, say, it stays solid enough, the size of it, and let's say it hits land somewhere or some kind of big mountain or rock, it can cause an earthquake, to cause a tsunami, to cause floods, to cause, you know what I'm saying? Like, the continental divide can probably, you know, act a fool, which runs, if you don't know, those of you who don't know, all the way from the top of Canada, the most rural area, all the way down to fucking the end of, like, Chile and Argentina, all the way through, like, South America.
The same fault line that follows San Andreas Fault?
No, it's the fault line that I'm on. It's called the Continental Divide. Look up the line of it.
Continental Divide.
It's fucking... That's terrifying. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the San Andreas Fault or the Hayward Fault line fucking go off, it's going to cause the Continental to go off, and I'm telling you, this whole side of the world is done.
You've got super volcanoes.
Mm-hmm.
You've got
other fault lines. That's Yellowstone that it's running through.
Correct. You've got super volcanoes. You've got other fault lines that are going to be immediately affected by this.
Mm-hmm. It's going to cause like a ripple effect to the point where I don't think maybe survivors, the human race survivors, would be in like 500,000, maybe 200,000 max on the entire world.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, planet apart.
Yeah,
the continents would shift so much that you'd probably have overrun of the ocean. You'd
cracks. Have cracks would be fucking 15 miles wide. You know what I'm saying? Fucking
cities destroyed. Power. Then the main thing is people are going to survive this.
Yeah, but
there's going to be more than what.
How many people do you think would actually survive? If people, I mean, if the continental does go off, which you see, it goes from the Arctic past the Pacific through the Atlantic and the Gulf all the way down to South America. How that alone, this fault line alone, is going to cause the entire world to, like, probably even shift off balance.
Well, if you look at the fact that this alone is going to cause main issue, power grid failure.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have survivors everywhere.
Would our satellites fall?
I don't think it would really.
Do we control satellites from down here? Are they like, do they like run on their own like life up there?
I want to say that they're hooked in the orbit of the Earth, the atmosphere.
Really?
They're on an atmospheric orbit or sub-atmospheric orbit. So they're sitting just above our atmosphere. Oh my God. Don't mind me. Fuck.
You got hiccups?
Yes, really bad.
Damn.
Boo.
No, I'm just playing. Hold your breath. Like, take an intense, deep-ass breath and hold it for as long as you can. And you know, then let it out before you fuck around and pass out. I'm about to look up what would happen if the world's electric grid went off, or if the satellites would fall. If our world electric grid shut off, would our set?
So the main issue is going to be the power grid shuts off, you lose infrastructure.
Tell me if it worked.
It worked for
no
sure.
No way.
Yeah, it always works.
That's what I do every time.
That's my method. Either water, chugging water, which is what I was originally doing, which didn't work.
Yeah, you got to hold the breath because what it is, it's a bubble in your, I think, esophagus, right?
Yes.
Like an air bubble, yeah. Yeah.
If the power grid were to fail, you lose infrastructure. People are going to, you're first going to run into mass hysteria. People are going to kill themselves. People aren't going to be able to handle the fact that the world is no longer going to go back to the way it was. That is the biggest thing, is you're going to have more suicide deaths than you would probably murders going on.
Mm-hmm.
People.
To be honest, like, I know I keep talking about it, but The Walking Dead and The Fear of the Walking Dead legit cover, like, almost every corner of possibility of how the world would look, you know, as it's falling apart and fucking everything in between. 10 years, even up to like 10 years later. You know what I'm saying? Like, it gets deep. It gets deep.
The whole way the world would work would change. We'd almost be back into ancient civilizations. It'd just be a starting of groups.
Yeah, like they even have to be careful of like what animals they can and can't eat, because rats in the show carried the plague.
That's another big thing, is you lose the power grid, you lose infrastructure, you lose the medical field. So now you can't combat these viruses and these diseases that are going to start popping up again, because we've been combating them for so long. So you're going to have a mass run of the plague. You're going to have Ebola will probably come back. You're going to have SARS virus. You're going to have chickenpox. You're going to have the COVID-19.
New ones would arise too, because of dirty motherfuckers that would be like raping and killing. And
HIV for sure. Any sexually transmitted disease.
And everything controlled in like facilities, like virus facilities, the CDC center, the WHO center, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything would probably go offline. So if there's certain things that have, like, certain viruses have to stay at a certain temperature for them to be dormant, like, you know what I mean? Like, if the power went off, like, it would be a wrap.
The
nuclear power plants would fall. They even covered that in The Fear of the Walking Dead too.
Nuclear explosions across the board.
Yeah, a woman tried to stop the nuclear power plant from falling apart. They failed, but it, you know what I mean? It was so deep, like, you know what I mean?
How many nuclear power plants are there, you know, within one country, within the U.S. alone?
Okay, let me tell you this. Like, I'm surrounded by nuclear power plants. I'm sure there is maybe three just in Denver, maybe one in Colorado Springs. I don't know. I would have to Google it. But I know Kansas, if I'm correct, is the number one most nuclear fucking powered fucking state in our country. Like, that's where all our power would come from.
That's Chernobyl over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Which is enough to tilt the world off its axis, as if we were to drop bombs on the world. And that's probably what would be happening. There'd be a loss of control and power in the world. Therefore, countries that still exist and still stand with military power are going to then start fighting and starting war, because there is nothing left.
So they would go to war for what they think they should or can control, right?
Exactly.
For what they think necessarily is right, because everyone's version of I'm doing what I need to do for either A, my family, people, or what's right, everyone's perspective is different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're going to run into superpowers fighting each other for chunks of land that now they are missing because of this mass destruction of the world.
At that point, like, like, okay, if let's say we have a worldwide fallout, you know, I personally think, honestly, that China would be the one to fucking A, win out, and B, surpass every other country in fucking like death tolls, maybe. You know what I mean? Just because they're so technologically advanced, and maybe even Canada, because Canada was the first country in the world to fucking come up with a vaccine, and that's why they closed their borders to the whole world. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I think.
You could very possibly be correct. There could be so many other ways. I was watching a video on the sizes of armies when it comes to vehicles, land vehicles, air vehicles, water vehicles, space technology, space coverage, physical entities, meaning weapon caches, mm-hmm. stuff like that, sheer amount of people they have in reserve and active in the army. No, the U.S. is always usually going to end up as the number one world power when you combine everything together. We have
not much longer. Vehicles. Not much longer. I believe what's happening in the Middle East, for those of you who don't know, the U.S. is 100%. And I even think the U.N. Has pulled out of the Middle East countries, and they're going to war. And right now, we just got attacked. That's why we're in the gas shortage that they say we're in, because we got hacked by Russian people. And fucking the Russians and the Chinese are super allied up right now. And apparently the alliances, country alliances, are switching. So fucking America's not looking too good right now.
No, man. Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, get mad if you want to, viewers or listeners, but I personally, you know, kind of believe today that Trump should have stayed, because he was our deterrent for the rest of the world. And he was like, how can I say this? Like, he was the biggest football player on the team with the littlest brain, but the most amount of, like, you know what I'm saying, metaphorically, like, physical power against every other player on the field. So niggas were like, eh. And with that, I mean, he was so ignorant and knew how much power he had and connections and ties and billions of dollars. So fucking, and his money is old money. You know what I'm saying? So those ties run deep. You know what I mean? So he knew, like, nobody would try America as long as he was the asshole that he was, I feel like, you know?
Yeah, and you're most definitely correct. There's proven, you know, facts behind all of this. That
North Korea became our allies when he was in office, you know?
We signed a treaty with North Korea, and he walked up there like it was no big deal. I'm sure there was a lot of other stuff.
That real orange gangster, like.
But that's what the U.S. needs. That's what we've always had for the most part.
Yeah,
now we're running into these. Yeah, you know, we have Biden now, and you can't. The way I look at it is, you can't wage both sides evenly, good or bad.
I can't even say everything that's happening right now is even Biden's fault, because, like, he's picking up from leftovers of the last
president. What it seems like is he's almost like a puppet.
100%.
He's just the guy up there, and they need someone to distract everybody else from what's really going on.
I mean, honestly, that conspiracy theory that he's a reptile in human's clothing, I kind of, you know, want to say, like, it's not too far out, because, like, I was watching that movie that I was telling you about the other day, where aliens became our world legislators, and we had peace for 10 years, no war, no country had an army, fucking, there was only police officers, you know what I'm saying? And whole countries were reformed. Every country was a first-class country. There were no third-world countries. And these aliens fucking did it, like, immaculately. Like, you know what I'm saying? And the theory that, like, Biden is going to be our last president before aliens actually show up on Earth, that movie made me think, like, what if they're trying to say that, you know, they're going to come down and make worldwide peace, you know? But in the movie, they annihilated almost like a quarter of the human population.
at this point, anything's and everything is inevitable.
Or like, even possible, yeah.
It's just come to that point where there's so much going on in the world and so much delusion.
Somebody once said, I think it was Stephen Hawking, everything that you think is impossible or improbable to the infinite fucking, like, fucking whatever you want to call it, isn't, because everything and anything has to happen eventually.
Right. It's all inevitable.
Exactly.
You can't tell the future. You can only tell based off the past.
And one can, and so his, yeah, like one can never say, like basically aliens don't, you know, aren't real, or motherfuckers can't say that like the earth isn't flat and hella shit, because like at one point it could have been, or it will be, or you know what I'm saying? Like everything impossible has to happen eventually.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, when you sent me that information about the 10th dimension, the dimensions up to right. The 10th dimension, you get to a point where everything and anything of any possibility, shit you couldn't humanly think of.
Right.
Let alone most probably AI couldn't even think of and come up with.
It has
already happened and is happening infinitely forever.
Right. Like it's like putting it like this. An ant saying, fucking there is nothing. It's impossible that something is smarter than me. You know what I'm saying? Because like obviously, they're in the second dimension because they can only see two types of like length. I think it's length or width or whatever. And we are in the third because we have like height. You know what I'm saying? And we're thinking like the same thing. Like there is nothing higher or smarter than us. You know what I'm saying? And there's a like, but then again, there's a fourth dimension where fucking. It's, I don't know, it's fucking, it's a trip, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, no one can say anything for certain because they can't prove it, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain things can't be proven, so you can never say something for certain.
Right.
Like, no one can.
Nothing is a pure fact.
Unless it is proven. Like, the fact of... If I swing my arm and I hit you and I aim it towards your chin, you're going to get hit. You know what I'm saying? That, like...
That's a proven fact that can be demonstrated. Fact.
Saying God isn't real or gods or, you know what I'm saying? Let's say aliens aren't real is... You can't say that because you can't prove it. You can't say that the sun, technically, if you really want to get this far,
it's you almost can't say that
the sun doesn't have a thinking brain and heart because we can't prove it, technically. You know what I'm saying? We can't get to the inside of the sun. We only see on the outside and guesstimate that the inside is boiling. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like the hollow earth theory, we can't necessarily say that there isn't a more advanced civilization on the inside of Earth because motherfuckers ain't been in there.
Right. The only thing that can be proven is what has already been discovered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like us making fire. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's all based on discovery, and without discovery, nothing is real.
Right.
And at this point, you could never know what is real and unreal in the world that we live in when it comes to anything.
Oh, I forgot to mention. Whether our power grid was on or off, our satellites would. So let's say if they're off, actually, there's like a certain facility down here that like runs the battery and the motherboard of the fucking satellite, you know, and
right.
fucking, without us down here fucking managing it, the satellites would automatically, after a certain while, turn themselves off and, like, you know, fall into the earth.
They become space junk.
Yeah, they're saying the sheer, like, size of satellites is so massive that, like, they would fall into the earth, and the speed that they would probably hit the earth, it would cause earthquakes, and, like, it can destroy, like, cities. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, holy right. shit. Like, they're not small.
No, look at the full size of the International Space Station, or even like the Hubble Telescope.
God, right.
and then you bring up the velocity at which it enters the atmosphere, and that stuff is meant to go through high heat. It got up there at some point. It has anything that goes up must come down.
Right.
So the only way to get it up there is by building it to a certain standard that can allow it to get up and come down.
Right.
Therefore, it could enter the atmosphere at super high speeds without losing very much physical size. It still causes immense damage.
Some of these satellites are so big that they can be seen from the ground with the naked eye during darkness. And that's probably those satellites. I don't know if you've ever, like, looked hella deep into, like, space and seen, like, what you think could be a UFO or a star moving hella slowly through the sky.
It's a satellite.
Yeah.
I've always paid attention to the moving light up in the sky, because typically those are going to be satellites flying around.
Right.
And they don't move with everything else. They move at their own rate. So you're going to end up seeing it based off everything else that's not moving at the same rate.
Yeah, dude. Man, dude. What was that? What, there was something I wanted to mention too.
You talk about the power grid.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it was. I don't know. Whatever. I guess. I mean, it was a topic we could have elaborated on for a while. So I'll try to remember.
Yeah, there's plenty of topics. So we could venture off. This stuff is all.
Yeah.
All conjoined or another. Like that's the same thing with non-linear time. Everything is connected to one another, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. It was actually about space or time or dimensions. God damn.
Let's see here. See if I can find the article about the 10th dimension.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I know is this weed is fire and I am loaded. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, but I miss Cali weed, like, you know.
It hits different.
It for sure does.
All right, here we go. How things work, the 10th dimension. All right. So string theory is an idea in particle physics that endeavors to reconcile quantum mechanics and general relativity. It uses the concept that elementary particles such as quarks and electrons are not dimensionless points, but rather one-dimensional oscillation, quote-unquote string. String theory could be a physicist's dream, undefined theory of everything. So, undefined theory of everything.
Well, that's only that. See, I want to argue against that because, I don't know if you heard about that particle accelerator thing where they shot one through, like, a certain way and they expected a certain outcome, but it came a different one, you know?
Right.
So, like, basically, they were saying legit reality is an illusion. We see it as, or, like, they're saying that, like, atoms and electrons or whatever have, like, their own kind of like mind. You know what I'm saying? Because they made us see what we wanted to see, and they made, you know, like it's a weird video to try to explain, because I'm not educated on it like that. But they were trying to split a particle or like an atom, and they expected one outcome but got a different one, and then they tested it a different way, and they expected the same obvious outcome, but it was like a different one. And it was just so weird how they were explaining it, how it was bending light, and it was legit, like, given the illusion that it was doing something when it wasn't.
Interesting.
Or it was going a certain way and it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's kind of what I want to say against the string theories, like reality version, or like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, just because like reality could be an illusion.
Correct. You're very correct on that. Reality could be an illusion, in which there's been many times to prove that reality is almost an illusion. Let's take it back to like something like the Mandela effect.
Okay.
So let's go back to 2020, mid-year 2020. A particle accelerator in, was it Europe or Switzerland or something like that? The largest particle accelerator in the world.
That's in Germany, I believe.
Is it in Germany?
Yeah.
All right. So they sought out, I don't know what they were doing, but they were colliding two particles,
mm-hmm.
which ended up doing nothing to us physically, you know,
with the air we breathe or whatever.
Yeah, no, it didn't change
our time flows.
Anything significant change when it came to colliding both of these particles. But what really happened, which people suspect, and this is purely a conspiracy, but when you look back at 2020, you look before 2020, and you look at certain things, we're talking about the Mandela effect. So if you all don't know what the Mandela effect, it's basically the theory that what is wasn't. So a false memory, basically. So ever since we
kind of like humans, like a time or like a dimension slip.
Yes. So basically what happened is, what they suppose happened was that when we collide both these particles, it opened up a black hole in space somewhere. Okay. It opened up a massive black hole, and it changed the way our dimension worked. And a lot of things that came into existence were things that were never existent, but had been told by the corporations that had been existent their whole lives. I'm going to take it down to an example. I have this Pikachu stuffed animal. I've been playing Pokemon since I was a fucking kid. I very well know and could picture and print in my head and on a piece of paper on a computer or a sketch pad what Pikachu looks like and what colors he is. And what certain features are. I know what Pikachu looks like. You can't fault that part of my childhood. Right. But now, ever since that particle collider, the collision took place, you start seeing all these Mandela effects popping up, where companies say...
That collision was in 2017.
Was in 2017?
I believe so.
Really?
I'm right.
That would maybe explain things. I just know that people last year started noticing that things were different. So when you look up the picture of Pikachu, I'm going to look one up right now. Pikachu, from what everybody remembers, had black and black stripes on his tail. Am I not correct?
The black stripes on his tail?
Yes.
I think so, yeah. I think they were like light brown.
They're like a brownish color. So he has stripes on his back, which are light brown, which is normal. He's always had that. But what he always had was stripes on the end of his tail, And when you go on Google and search this up, nothing shows Pikachu having stripes on his tail. I have a physical stuffed animal of Pikachu with stripes on his tail. And Nintendo completely declined answering the question whether this was, you know, purposely changed and or relative to the fact that we used a particle accelerator and opened a black hole in the universe and caused a tilt shift.
I feel like if we're like recalling, you know, let's say false memories, maybe the particle accelerator, just because, you know, like if our different version of ourselves lives in a different dimension, why wouldn't we know their memories or life or, you know, experience?
Right.
So like, what if like that could have made a time or a memory slip or a dimension slip? You know what I mean? To where like
we collided with our own parallel dimension. And so some things came off.
Our parallel dimensions, memories.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We've either collected the physical objects, because when you look up Pikachu never had those stripes. But you can go back to old Nintendo games, and that's still going to be there. You look at the Kit Kat, always had a dash between the Kit and the Cat. The Monopoly guy always had a monocle.
Yeah.
These are the PBS Kids is another one. There's hundreds and thousands of these Mandela effects.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
I mean, Fruit of the Loom, it always had a basket. Apparently, it's never had a basket. I'm sure I could pull underwear out of my fucking drawer that still has a little basket on the tag. Coca-Cola is another one. Used to have a dot in between the Coca-Cola. And yeah, no longer has a Coca-Cola. Actually,
yeah.
Looney Tunes. I mean, the Sex and the City. It was Sex in the City.
It definitely was. Definitely
people
was.
People remember it being Sex in the City.
Yeah, me too.
Even simple things like the Ford logo changed. There's the Fruit Loops. I mean, there's stuff, and it's crazy because most of this stuff targets your childhood memories. None of this stuff is very relevant now. Nobody cares what the Monopoly guy looks like nowadays.
Right.
But the only reason why it's come up is because people start noticing, hey, I was a fucking kid, or I was X age when this happened. I remember it very well. Curious George, he's a fucking monkey.
I mean, what? The death of the South, I think, South African president, Mandela, fucking Nelson Mandela, fucking, he died in the 70s, 76 or something. And then apparently he died in like 2000 something.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Like,
so it's like, that's the reason, A, first of all, that they called it the Mandela effect because of that. And then it's just like millions of people remember watching it on TV, fucking being devastated, going there, fucking pictures were taken, everything with proof of them being at the Nelson Mandela fucking, you know, funeral or watching it on TV.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, what's next? 9/11 actually never happened.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
there's things like obvious things. Curious George is a fucking monkey. He has a tail. In the book, he would hang from a tree. He would hang from things with his tail.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's never had a tail.
I remember watching the movie.
Target.
The movie that was actually in theaters, he had a tail.
Like, look at Target. Target always had one giant bullseye in the middle. And apparently it's been two rings rather than one cylinder and one ring.
Yeah, no.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of things. Country flags have changed. Really? I mean,
yeah, you know, there's 51 states now.
isn't that because Washington, D.C. itself became a state?
Yes, fucking sir.
Yes, I heard about that.
That shit blows my fucking mind.
Why is that?
Because now I personally believe, A, they can tax more. B, they have their own state lines. So
it's a government-controlled state, pure government-controlled state.
It's not as easy for you to get into it because, you know, they have state lines and, border
checks. Real borders, like, yes.
You know what I mean? So it's like motherfuckers just can't go storm it willy-nilly anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it would become a capital offense. Or it probably already was, but, like, I don't know how to say it. Like an act of war against its own country if you attack the state, you know what I mean, with, like, the White House, you know?
Right. Oh, this is crazy. This is fucking, it's fucking crazy. It doesn't really make sense. None of these things really make sense, and that's the worst part about it is... Oh man, I can't even start. My mind is racing. It just doesn't make sense, and you can't wrap your mind around it. The only thing you can fall back on is this supposed fact that the particle collider caused a tilt shift in our dimensions, and we infused ourselves with another dimension and took a lot of those aspects of that dimension into ours. But then that would break reality entirely.
Not necessarily.
No, you don't think so?
Because if two, and this is just my hypothetical theory, if two dimensions or two realities were 99.9% the same, except either the day, maybe they're a day behind or a day forward, or fucking even a second, or there's a certain person that never was a certain superpower political person or whatever, because of so much of the similarity, it could be like a piece of a puzzle that goes onto another puzzle but is exactly that piece, you know what I'm saying? But it's right. Not the supposed to be their piece, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like
it same blueprint, like different factors.
It acts like a patch, you know?
It's weird. It falls right into place. It fills because the void that Flash, was there.
Like, this is, you know, Marvel, obviously, but in The Flash, the show, it's corny and all, but I watched a lot of it, like 3-4 seasons. So... the reason why there's other Barry Allens and or Flashes and shit like that is because they come from a dimension, a different dimension, from a like a hole, like a doorway through two different dimensions in certain hot spots on Earth that like radiate a certain amount of like, I don't know, natural Earth energy or some crazy shit like that. And they would have to go around, you know, beat the bad guys and close down the hole or the doorway. But what happened in the show was an explosion at a particles science lab or something. It just ties into like reality and what, you know what I'm saying? Like, what could have happened? Like,
here's one that I think everybody could recall. Darth Vader said, "Luke, I am your father." That was like the biggest scene when Star Wars came out.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that quote. Everybody and everybody's fucking mother knows that quote. Well, apparently what he said, what he says is, "No, I'm your father." No? He never said no.
Yeah, no.
Mother Teresa, bro. She became definitely a saint in the 90s.
Yeah.
Although it was declared that she became a saint in 2016 by Pope Francis. That doesn't, it just doesn't.
Reality's off, dude.
reality is off, and what is reality? Because everything could be a figment of our imagination, and
or I heard something else's purposeful illusion against this. Because remember, fucking those particles made us, you know, see what they wanted us to see, and we, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna send you the link about it. It's so hard to explain. But I don't know. It's like,
reality bending.
Yeah, right. Reality bending, right?
Oh, what? That's
so funny. Oh yeah, fucking those Russian scientists trying to fucking dig up into permafrost that's been frozen.
I heard about that
since the first fucking ice age. That's going to cause a zombie apocalypse, you know?
I remember that.
Yeah, fucking. You know, they're joking about the CDC fucking making a post about it, or an article just to get people to fucking go onto their website and, like, read their ready preparedness kits. But, like, nigga, they wouldn't do all of that. You know what I'm saying? Just for fucking views, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not getting anything from that. Like, it's not
besides hysteria, like,
yeah, mass hysteria and destruction. Do you just,
it's like zombie readiness preparement, like, article? Are you serious? Like, what? Oh, it's just to get views onto the CDC so people read. Like, bitch, no, what? I don't believe that.
Well, yeah, why would they do that? Did you see that the CDC had posted something about what to do in with the zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, that's what I just said, yeah.
Oh, that's what you were talking about? I didn't catch that part.
Yeah, and they were saying on the news that the reason why they did that is to attract people to their website so they can fucking... So people can read about, you know, earthquake preparedness and all the other shit. And I'm like, bullshit. Nobody's going to go onto a website to read about zombies and think about fucking a lightning or a fucking flood.
Preparedness.
Like, they're going to be on just the zombies. Like,
didn't the UN have to tell Russia to stop messing with bioweapons? They were working on creating like a real zombie apocalypse of some sort.
Well, what it is that's also what I was mentioning about the permafrost and the Russians earlier. But what it is allergies. They are going to extract dead bacteria and viruses that have been dead for fucking since the very beginning of the first snowflake that fell onto
dawn of time.
Right, hold on, right quick. I gotta go get some water. Oh, you know what? I'm just going right here and get some water. It's 2:04 a.m. for those, you know, who don't know. So, so I read upon it, and they were saying that they're digging into viruses and bacteria that have been dead and frozen since the very first snowflake that ever even fucking hit the earth, and that was frozen, you know, and it can possibly activate a certain dormant gene or cell or whatever in either A, animals, or B, humans. And it can cause, they're saying, a zombie-like virus.
Basically where the human mind reverts itself into the predator that it once was.
Yes. That, I believe that, like... It would, our animal, yeah, no, exactly what you said. Our animal instincts would be A and B all the way to Z. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if we would be eating other humans, but we would probably like go crazy. Like, there was this other movie I was watching about a certain kind of virus that affected a dormant gene in your body, and it caused you to rage fucking insanely to murderous extents, and you're not liable for it because, you know, it's like it's in everyone, so like motherfuckers can kill and get away with it. And it has one of the main characters named Glenn from The Walking Dead as the main character in this movie. Okay. And I think it's called Mayhem, actually. And it's insane. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really crazy. And so maybe that's the along the lines that they're trying to say could happen, you know? Regardless, the Russians trying to, tap into fucking something that's been dead for over 100,000 something years is always going to be a problem. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
always.
Something that we haven't even come face to face with in our lives ever.
Right.
As humans, technologically advanced humans.
Right. Like, I would say, and like, you know, if we successfully live successfully as human being race for another 50, maybe 30 years, I don't know about how far we're going to get, honestly. So we could probably recreate dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Dead ass.
Jurassic Park isn't a far-fetched idea.
Yeah. Jurassic Park can very soon be real.
And could already be very real. You would never fucking know.
Right.
Speaking on Russia, did you hear about Chernobyl?
What do you mean?
So the nuclear fuel that was in Chernobyl that's been sitting there for fucking ever is smoldering, which basically means it's becoming uncontrollable. Wow. And radioactive. It's basically the isotopes are heating up again, and it's going to cause another nuclear reaction if it's not taken care of. So they've been sending people into Chernobyl recently to try to clean it up so it can prevent another explosion. Because there's so much leftover nuclear waste within Chernobyl that over time it sits, it's going to build up and gain,
yeah,
quote unquote, power again.
It's like, yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like if you let, you know, rice sit in a bowl in your room, it's going to fucking grow into mold. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nothing, I mean, even though it's gone bad and, you know, unedible, it transcends into something else. So if you leave a nuclear like power that you think, you know, is dormant and dead, it's gonna fucking activate one day just with the right temperature at the right time. Feel me? Like,
right,
the right, I don't know, maybe the amount of pollution, like, you feel me? I don't know. Like,
oh yeah, it's crazy that they're and people have theorized that's not the case. And that they're going into Chernobyl for other reasons. And I read some stuff about Chernobyl. I feel like we talked about this, but we might not have, or maybe you told me about this. I don't know. But basically the reason what most people think why Chernobyl actually ended up blowing up was the day that it happened, they were testing the reactor and they took out all the rods. So they took out all these rods that basically go into the reactor core, and they're used to moderate the reaction. They're controlled by the computers to moderate the reaction to make sure it never goes super critical.
Right.
So what they were doing on the day of Chernobyl, the actual incident, is they took all the rods out. And then when it went super, super critical, they dropped all the rods in. But the end of the rods was made out of a specific cheap, which they shouldn't have used, because the impact of that material just with the other material that powers a nuclear reactor, the combination of these two materials together causes the reaction to speed up.
For like at the wrong time being put together type thing.
Yes, it causes it to speed up. So they dropped these rods before it was going super critical, which ultimately ended up causing
obviously Chernobyl.
Yeah, Chernobyl to explode. What they had said is that they dropped them in there to control it. But every nuclear rod that anybody's ever used doesn't have this material at the end of it. Almost like it was purposely done to see what would happen if a nuclear reactor would melt down.
Right.
And go supercritical.
Well, it's like, nigga, what do you think would happen? Like,
right. What were they testing at that point? What was actually going on? Because Chernobyl still to this day lays as one of those unexplained events that nobody can really know what really happened because everything got destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Man, that's a new viewpoint. I haven't even, you know, never even heard of those. That kind of theory about Chernobyl really got it. That could have just been a experiment.
It really could have. Chernobyl, and it's in the middle of Russia. And you know how the Soviet Union was at one point, where they were just popping up settlements here and there just to run reactors and shit like that. And then the they would abandon
them. Savage. Like, mind you, during World War II, they killed like millions of their own people. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. They went war with themselves.
The motherfuckers are savage. So why not let something blow up and explode and see the outcome? Yeah, I mean, like, they have enough land.
They have enough land, time, and money.
Like, they're fucking Russia. Like, damn it. They domesticated Russia can do bears. What Russia wants. They domesticated grizzly bears. Like, come on now. I was watching a video of this Russian fool ducked out in the middle of the forest for several hours. And he legit made a step-by-step tutorial of how to take down a full male fucking, not even a white-tailed deer, but like a certain kind of deer. And he fucking manhandled this 150, 200, well, I don't even know how much they weigh, lean muscle, though, grown animal to the ground and pinned it in like fucking submission.
Oh my God. Russians are a whole different breed.
Ask Zach about that. He watched it. It was me, Alex Gaines, and Zach. Like, we were like, holy shit. Russians are insane. Like,
they really are. But they're very, very patriotic people.
Right. Probably they're hella about their country. Like,
Russia is Russia, as America is America. Probably one of the most patriotic countries other than America. If not more patriotic than America.
Right.
And they have a right to be that way because the Russians have never.
What I know, like, Russian parents are like strict. You know what I mean? So, like, imagine like their government. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, their parents don't fucking play around. Like, they'll stab a motherfucker. Right?
I heard that if some schools for the rich in Russia, within the first, when you're like 10 years old, what is that, fifth grade, sixth grade time? They give you an AK-47. They teach you all the workings of the gun, how to shoot it, how to clean it, how to take care of it, how to pull it apart, put it back together, every inner working of that gun. And then for your graduation ceremony, that gun is given to you.
Really?
Yes.
That's dope.
That is really cool.
That's dope. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they have to like fight mandatory Muay Thai class for like school. Like,
oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I can't remember if Russia is one of the countries that has mandatory service,
like to the military.
Yeah, I know that China does, Korea does.
You know, if there's a World War III, me and you, or just a war, me and you have to go because we are under the age of 27 or 31, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, we would, you know, immediately be called for a draft.
Yeah, we'd be drafted.
Yeah. I definitely signed those papers when I was 18. I remember that. I was at my first apartment.
Yep. On I do remember that too.
Yep. It was a yellow. It came in a yellow envelope, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And
I actually had the recruiters come in.
Yeah. On my thing, it was like you have 10 days to reply. If not, it's like a felony offense.
And yes. Yes.
Yep. And I fucking applied immediately and sent it back that day. I mean, I went to the post office on my bike and fucking dropped it off.
You're like, fuck this heat.
Mm-hmm. I was like, nah, cool.
I think I chose the Air Force when I did.
Oh, really? I was like, I don't care. Just put me where you need me, which was stupid.
I was like, you know what? If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out flying a plane and killing someone with a drone.
Hey, you know what's funny? I was talking to my boy, Trey, today on Instagram, and this motherfucker was telling me about what he's doing in the Marine Corps Special Forces, nigga. And I'm telling you, bro, like, he's a fucking monster. Like, those motherfuckers are savages, bro. And I was like, what? I was like, bro, he's in avionics right now, too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, the Marines is pretty fucking insane. They're intense.
But he's in, like, I guess, like, he says, like, Special Forces is, like...
Yo, 10 times. That's what my buddy Lucas is doing. He's,
Oh, right.
He's doing it with the Army, so, like, Green Beret.
Right.
Army Ranger type of stuff. And he's got his platoon, and his platoon is... They all do reconnaissance, so they jump out of an airplane and they land in the enemy territory and do reconnaissance.
Right.
He said they don't kill people typically unless necessary, but if it comes down to it and someone's going to blow their cover, they've got to take action, which means immediate death to whoever is trying to infiltrate.
Right. Yeah.
Fucking... And they use weapons that standard issue Army Marines don't get, something that the SEALs would receive.
Right.
I would say that the Army Rangers, Green Beret, and the SEALs are some of the most impressive motherfuckers.
Are the SEALs MARSOC or no? Or is that a whole like higher branch? Like
the MARSOC is with the Army, I believe, and they work with the Marines. Do you remember that guy? What's Irving? Remember the short, fat Mexican motherfucker?
Right.
Hang out with?
Oh, MARSOC is the United States Marine Special Forces Operations. Oh, no.
Oh, it is.
I don't know. Special Forces.
So it's not the SEALs. But
what's the Special Operations Command? No, it's not.
Because the SEALs are Marine / Navy.
Yeah, it says Marine Corps Base Camp. They're Marines.
Yeah, so that one dude said he was MARSOC.
Yeah, I remember.
Which I'm pretty sure he was capping, but
capping, bro, because like you gotta be one of the rawest, like
bro. His height by itself, I very well know they wouldn't even accept him into that type of work. You have to be a certain height, certain weight, the certain things to get to that point.
Yeah.
You can't be the, you know, his type of stature. There's no way he was even special forces. But anyways, the special forces are some nasty motherfuckers. They're the ones who killed Osama, SEAL Team 6.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, those dudes crashed a helicopter. Mind you, crashed a fucking prototype helicopter, burned that motherfucker, raided a fucking bunker, heavily guarded bunker, basically the same thing that would be, you know, if our president, they were basically taking a president of a whole fucking regime down.
Man, yeah.
So like 6-7 guys
to the neck. They're wrong.
Went in, murdered a bunch of motherfuckers.
You should definitely watch Redcon because they like are savage fighters. It's like hell of a like fighting, it's dope, but they're killing zombies with it. I mean,
right.
They're saying, so on the internet, they're saying that we're the 8th toughest special force in the world.
I think Russia and Germany have the number one.
British and fucking the British SAS and the Irish Army.
Really?
And then it's the French, and then it's the Canadian.
That surprises me that Germany and Russia aren't up there.
The French are up there twice. And then the French is fifth again, and the Commandos, Marine. And then it's the Israelis, and then it's Russians, and then it's us.
Wow.
We're eight.
Wow. Like,
holy shit, we need to step up our fucking badassery.
Yeah, see, America is not really well known for the badassery like that. I mean, you got all these other countries that teach
right. Certain number fighting nine styles. Is the French again, and then number 10 is the Germans.
See, the fighting styles is a huge thing to do with special forces.
The French must know how to whoop that ass.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, China's like 17.
They're more technologically advanced than they are.
Yeah, capable. They would destroy us like with aerial bombs, probably, or robots.
Yeah, cyber attacks.
Right.
That's the one thing that China holds as their like biggest power is cyber.
Their cyber threats, yeah.
Yeah, that like they're on a whole nother scale. I mean, those motherfuckers are bred on computers. So
I was watching a video that was like a minute or two long. And it was all hella fast, like fast framed. And it was of the Chinese building a overpass over a fucking busy freeway with like five lanes. And this overpass that they were making was five lanes wide too. And not once did they shut down a lane for this construction. And fucking they did it, I shit you not, in 2 days, 48 hours.
Dude, they're probably the best builders on the planet.
Yeah, I'm saying the motherfuckers don't give a fuck. Like,
nah, bro, they put shit up and they break shit down fucking quicker than you could say tomorrow.
Like, if Asians were the dominant race, maybe they were. I don't know. Well, Mongolians, but like back in the day, like if they were as big as today, they would have built the Egyptian pyramids, bro, like in like a week or like, you feel me? Like,
yeah,
an hour full, like. Like they would have dominated. You know what I mean?
Look at the Japanese, dude.
Right.
Those motherfuckers.
Right. You know. I don't know if I can say it on this podcast, but I'm gonna say it anyways. The Japanese were hired from the Germans to invent or create what became to, you know, what is known as methamphetamine.
Yes. Yes.
Because the Germans wanted something to, you know, eat less, stay awake longer, be more savage, more alertive, you know, fucking no sleep. Like,
you imagine, bro.
And then they gave it to their own, you know, and fucking
chocolate bars. I can't remember what the chocolate bar was called. It was a chocolate bar that every German infantry troop received. Let's see. German meth.
Like, I mean, this is just educational purposes, you know. It's nothing to, you know, condone drugs or anything, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So. But, yeah, man. What are they called? I have to go use a bathroom. I'll be right back.
Yo. Here. I got it right here.
Oh, yeah. So what's his name?
Pervitin.
Huh?
Pervitin. Was Pervitin was the drugs, the meth. It was like a pill.
What's it called? Pervitin or Pervitin?
Pervitin. Pervitin.
That's crazy, though, if how fucking the Japanese were able to invent that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how, like, I wonder, I don't even know how long it took them, but, you know, that shit is insane.
My buddy's German, and he can say it really well, but, this chocolate bar right here, it was a piece of chocolate that had meth in it. And they would receive it and take it, and that would, it would just, you know, make them go fucking psychotic.
Yeah.
That's like giving a bunch of soldiers Adderall.
Yeah, yeah, no, that shit's crazy to put it in food and then put it into your digestive system, because like methamphetamines is like shards, so it's like it's definitely cutting up your and shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a healthy end game. You know what I mean?
No,
you know what I mean? Like, you're probably coughing up blood. Like, you're definitely dying while you're out there. You know what I mean? Like, probably didn't give them enough, so they were fiending you, you know?
They're popping these fucking meth pills.
Which is insane. But, yeah, nah, dude. I hope the land of the U.S. doesn't get invaded. You know what I mean? Because things aren't looking too good. I'm pretty sure North Korea retracted their treaty with us, right?
I think I heard something about that, the nuclear weapons treaty.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I'm like, man, like, if enough countries decide to ally up, you know, and try to land, invade, take out our fucking... I mean, they would have to take out our Air Force, though, because our Air Force is hella top grade. You feel me? But
here's shit. It's propaganda, not propaganda, but I guess the U.S. maybe at one point looked at the use of methamphetamine also for pilots. This one says pilots, too many missions, can't stay awake in the air, take amphetamines.
Oh, wow.
Watch out, Canadians. Here comes the USAF.
Really? Wow. When was that? Like, back in the 40s and shit?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, I was watching a fucking documentary. I forget on what. It was either Amazon or Netflix, but they were talking about all the propaganda video that they would show the Army men and Marine Corps and everything in World War II, and like how extremely racist, it was on YouTube, how extremely racist it was against Japanese and the Germans. And they made whole ass cartoons, a TV show for it, and like hella shit. And they have some of the videos of the cartoons on fucking YouTube, and I watched a few and I was like, holy shit. I was like, we were showing this, like, that, you know, it was pretty racist. Like, I was like, man.
They didn't care.
No, not at all. Like, and you know, they were promoting that propaganda is bad and hell shit, but the whole time we're doing it under the covers, like, you know, might as well just come out with it and say, yeah, fuck it. Come out with your ball swinging.
Right. Keep the reducer happy. Methamphetamine and obesity. Oh my god.
What?
Yeah, to help women not get fat.
Man,
that could really explain as to why Americans, like especially women back in the day, were not very fat.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if the U.S. had initiated tests like that. on people and giving people drugs.
And what they probably did is reformed the drug to recall it Adderall.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then they invented a fucking look up how long we've known about ADHD.
It's not that old. I know that.
Right. So, like, if it was in the 70s or whatever, bro, they reformed the drug and then invented a new disorder and prescribed it.
Right.
100%.
Oh, it's crazy. But then would ADHD just be a... What would ADHD be then if they just invented it? What exactly is it? Because at some level, people with ADHD, myself and others included, that
I have ADHD, but
yeah, but you're hyper functional and the way your brain processes things is on a whole nother level. And when you look at people with autism, which we are very similarly related to in terms of this disorder, ADHD is autism on the spectrum, but not quite on the spectrum.
Well, okay, so I would say that this is my guess, that like ADHD, if you think about it, almost everyone has it. You know what I mean? Like, so it could just be like a growing process of a chemical imbalance or a chemical lining that has to happen where we're so hyper and hellish shit. And it's just the over the years process, you know, as we're growing up. And, you know, like, I know motherfuckers who've never took medicine, eventually 15, 16 years old, they just, you know, stop being so ADHD like, you know, and they calm down naturally. So, like, that's what I could, you know, would say ADHD could be. And autism would be a permanent chemical imbalance. You know what I mean? Like,
right. But then the people with autism tend to be smart. Very, very smart. And what people say is that that's not a bad thing in a way. It's the next advancement in human evolution, and that autism with the where you know so much and you're able to catch on by risking the idea that now you don't have a very good social life. So you're taking away the social aspect and not being able to understand social cues and understand how social, you know, being social works. But now you're given the advancement of being able to know and gather information at a much higher rate.
Right. So it's like, you know, it's like your brain was put together a certain way for the power of knowledge and wisdom and fucking, you know, but you can't necessarily like speak or, you know, fucking have a good social, normal, like human life, I guess, you know, like.
Yeah, you've gotten one plus and you've lost one positive thing. Now, you basically give some to lose some. Right. Or you take some to lose some.
Right.
And in that case, but
and them motherfuckers are strong too, like, I mean,
they are.
Like, because they're hella strong. So it's like,
and most people with autism typically are...
Maybe humans aren't, like... Maybe the human body isn't, like, good enough for us to have the physical power and the, like, mental power to be able to learn and be so smart and like, you know, I guess function normally. You know what I mean? Like, we would have to transcend to, like, better beings. Like, you know what I mean? Higher beings or something, you know?
I'm curious as to take, let's just, if we were to do a test, a theoretical test, where you took bodybuilders, you tested their IQ, multiple tests, when it comes to things they learned in their childhood through school, whether, you know, things they learned in their personal lives later on.
Mm-hmm.
You look at all the motherfuckers who are super fucking strong. You test their IQ, and then you look at people who are not very strong, but have, you know, significantly higher GPAs.
Right.
You know, they're usually very, very successful in their lives. Not saying bodybuilders aren't, but the fact that they break down to a point where they're now doing and building muscles for that success in life, because that is almost the only option and what they're capable of. While people who are autistic and or have ADHD, so like severe ADHD, are a lot smarter and are able to become successful with the mental aspect. So it's basically two different types of human.
Right. Right, for sure, yeah.
And then you just have really ignorant, dumb people.
Yeah, that's true. You have most people who don't like shit.
Which is baseline, where it's like, all right, fuck.
But they could be really good at something else, though. Like,
exactly. Famous. You give some to get some. That's how it works. You lose some to get some. Very well. People were born for certain ways, but also you could go back to like basic human civilization where these things, like, I mean, how long ago how long have we known about autism?
Autism, I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Let's see, how long ago have we been knowing about autism? More than 50 years. So we haven't even known about this
for that long. Right.
So let's open up the idea that at one point, if you were to take it back all the way to caveman, we all came from one type of being. Not saying they're not smart. They're very intelligent, because cavemen was able to make fire. They were able to make weapons. They were
make language.
They were able to make language.
Were they? Did they?
I believe so. But
and they were smart enough to follow stars too, right? Or
yes,
right.
But they were very strong, very masculine. Apex predators, if you may,
right,
in a way, but just physically. What if at one point people were like, look, we can't be any smarter, but what if we do something to the process of creating a human, which will have an outcome of a more smarter, faster learning, intelligent human being, with the lack of physical stature.
Right.
Vice versa. Right. So what if at one point humans were at like a baseline where everything was evenly waged? You had this much intelligence. You had 50%. You know, let's just say you had 25% intelligence, 25% physical power, 25% emotional factor, and then 25% of something else. Skill. There's hunters, gatherers, there's people,
what could have very well happened is like cavemen were so savage and they met a little bit more of advanced, you know, like people or humans or cavemen, and they, that's just, you know, like, I don't know, right, how to say it nicely.
Crossbreeding, you know? there was different, because if you look back, cavemen, maybe there had been different types of cavemen from different, you know, obviously,
right,
cavemen popped up all over the place. It wasn't just one, two cavemen. There had to have been more of different regions.
But them motherfuckers was like having sex with each other, and then like, you know, maybe like the kind of human we are now sprouted from, you know, cause you know how they say like two smart, two beautiful people make an ugly baby, and two ugly people make a beautiful baby. Like, and even though that's not true, but like, what if two, you know, different kind of cavemen fucking had sex, and then boom, a smart ass, good looking, upstanding, right humans, you know, came about.
It's like taking the faults of the DNA code that are currently in the cave, the two different cavemen. And when that new human's DNA is being formed and the embryo is growing, it is then fixing itself to overcome the issues of the previous.
Right.
It's like, designing itself to be better in every sense of the way. But if you're already better at certain things, it's going to fault again.
And it's crazy how that, like, that statement, like, if you think about it deep, it ties into, technically, the brain created itself. And it continuously recreates itself. Because, like, without the brain, the things in our body wouldn't do what it does. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there's things that we do now that we weren't able to do all the way then. Which is evolution, which just falls back on evolution. The natural
course. Which is why, like, evolution isn't always 100% bullshit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, religion isn't always 100% bullshit. You know, evolution isn't. You know what I mean? Like, everything.
It's all based off some sort of factor.
Yeah, everything to a degree makes sense and adds up. You know what I mean?
Like, there has to be like like, think about it. So you're at such a fine point in time where you're so new off in the world, cavemen. You can't lie about something because you don't know anything.
Right.
So for you then to create something that bases itself off one figment of your imagination or your reality, you would have already had to seen that. Like, they saw a man, let's just say in this situation, that they saw a man burning at the stake. His name happened to be Jesus. They put this man at a stake, nailed his ass to a fucking wooden board, and he sat up there in the middle of the fucking sun all day, and someone was like, his name's Jesus. I'm going to take what I seen and I'm going to create something with that thought of based off what I know.
And it could also the factor of like the word to mouth transition is always mixed up because of the fall of human memory. You know what I mean?
Right.
So people telling stories before we could write probably, you know, got mixed up at some point.
Right. Right, information wasn't logged the same way as it is today in high detail. Back then, it was based off symbols and small, you know, small things that meant so much. Like you,
back then, you could word of mouth. You know?
You could draw something on a wall back then that would mean so much to someone, but so simple when we look at it because our language is so complex now.
Right.
That simple stuff meant something so much more, which then brings us back to the fact that there could be a universal language at one point that we had or could very well have in the near future. Is that something so simple?
In the Bible, it says that there was at one point all human race could speak to each other and you know, we decided to try to build up to God or Jesus in the sky, so we started building a tower hella high up, and God got frustrated with our ignorance, and so we couldn't, you know, help each other build this tower.
Right.
He thickened everyone's tongue to a different, like, you know, thickness, and boom, fucking different languages came about. So it's like, and that, like, to a degree, like, You know what I mean? Like, they're like, the truth that I'm saying, I'm picking out of that is there was a universal language at one point.
Yes. And it was probably the most simple thing. Like an image. Like, if you look back at the movie Arrival, they're looking at a circle with a few details, and they're able to decipher a whole line, a whole string of information based off this one symbol that has different markings. And that, in my mind, is very simple. It's just a symbol. So it has to be simple. It's just an image. There's nothing in depth, but you know, you create
maybe,
the depth.
Maybe the universal language could be like mathematics or numbers.
It very well could. But the language could be a form of mathematics.
I want to say I do want to, I want to go to sleep. It's
two, I feel that.
3 over here. So we'll pick up, you know, some other day, but this was a great podcast, and you're a great person to have on.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it. This has been fun.
Yeah, we'll see you soon, you know, when you slide out here, so.
Good. All right. Well, everybody, have a good night. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to give the host a like, follow, subscribe, you know, everything you need to keep the channel going. Give us some support. Can't say that we always talk, you know, straightest to people, but we're going to be talking about shit like this all day, every day. There's going to be information on the Bolo. So keep tuned in. All right. Thank you for having me on. It was nice talking.
Of course, brother man.
Wonderful night. And to everybody else, have a wonderful evening.
All right. Signing out.